Welcome to CPA Spotlight, a look at the issues that impact CPAs, their clients, and their businesses from the Maryland Association of CPAs. And hi again, everyone. Bill Sheridan here. As Wall Street continues its wild roller coaster ride, we're hearing one word more than any other coming out of the mouths of regulators and legislators, and that's transparency. The need for transparent business information is greater than ever. Some are saying a lack of transparency may be one of the root causes of the financial crisis. Lesser known is the fact that a tool has been under development for years now that promotes transparency in financial reports and makes it easier for investors to make decisions about where to put their money. That tool is Enhanced Business Reporting, or EBR. An Enhanced Business Report would include much more than just bottom-line numbers. It would include key performance indicators like employee turnover and information about patent portfolios or research and development. It could change Wall Street's focus on short-term earnings projections and offer insight into how companies are creating value over the long haul. Experts say the results could include greater investor loyalty and lower stock price volatility, and who couldn't use a little bit more of that these days? It's been a while since we've heard much from the world of EBR, so I thought I'd check in with Bob Lux to find out what's been going on. Bob is Director of Financial Accounting and Reporting for Microsoft, and he's a member of the Enhanced Business Reporting Consortium. He's been at the forefront of EBR from almost the very beginning. So let's listen in as he gives us an update on the state of Enhanced Business Reporting today. Bob, with everything that's been going on in the profession lately, and there's been a lot going on lately, it seems as though maybe Enhanced Business Reporting has sort of slipped off many people's radar screens. So let's revisit that a bit today. First of all, a quick primer. What exactly is Enhanced Business Reporting?
Yeah, what Enhanced Business Reporting is really about, and let me say that we have formed the Enhanced Business Reporting Consortium, and that's an outgrowth of the AICPA Special Committee on Enhanced Business Reporting, and the founding members of the group are the AICPA, PricewaterhouseCoopers, Microsoft, and Grant Thornton. And I can just mention to you what our mission is. Our mission is to establish a consortium of investors, creditors, regulators, management, and other stakeholders to improve the quality and transparency of information used for decision making. Just the other day, I went back and looked at our mission that we had previously set up, and in these troubling times and our financial crisis, I think our mission is as important as it has ever been, and really I focus on quality and transparency of reporting business information, and I think we're going to hear a lot from this crisis of the greater need for transparency, and that's what the Enhanced Business Reporting Consortium is all about, is to improve transparency and try to make it clear to people of really what's going on and making sure that what's reported is transparent.
Now, how would an enhanced report differ from, say, a more traditional business report? What kind of critical information that's missing from today's reports might be found in an enhanced business report?
What we're doing is trying to combine technology and interactive data, and specifically XBRL, with improved content. So XBRL and interactive data is really about improved delivery of information. What enhanced business reporting is about is better content of information. So what we've come up with is a framework for reporting information, and you can think of it more as really an improvement, if you will, in management's discussion and analysis. We've set up a framework to try and have companies report more robust information. For instance, a more robust discussion of what is going on in the business and environment and economy. For instance, more discussion about what is companies' strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats. In essence, a SWOT analysis. We call for a SWOT analysis. So companies not only talk about their strengths, but also a focus on what their weaknesses are and what their threats are. I think what we've seen in the current crisis is a lot of it may have been unknown, and it's difficult to point fingers of who is responsible, but more robust reporting and discussion about what your threats and what your weaknesses, I think that needs to come through in financial reporting. So what we've created is a pretty robust framework which talks about your operating environment, what are your strategies, what are your resources, both tangible and intangible, and within those categories, again, like what is your strength, what is your weaknesses, what are your opportunities, what are your threats, and then finally, the last category we have is performance, which would be your normal gap reporting, but we think we need to go above and beyond that and also have more reporting of key performance indicators. That came out of a suggestion of the SEC's committee on and looking at improvements to financial reporting, the CIFR committee, and we're focusing on key performance indicators. And so that what happens there is that hopefully with the current gap information and more robust key performance indicators, there can be better feedback on how a company is doing in the current environment, how their strategy is in relation to the current environment and future environment for that matter, and also how they're executing on their strategy. And so it's a more of a holistic looking at the how the company is being run and how it's executing and not just limited to gap information. And really we're focusing on the quality and transparency. So what we really want to get away from is boilerplate reporting or really confusing reporting where there's a lot of detail, like 10 pages of detailed information. But the problem is the average person just can't figure out what it means. And so we're really about quality and transparency, and what we've come up with is this framework as a starting point. Our most important attribute will be not that we've created this framework, it's really getting a collaboration of people together to come up with the best thinking of how to improve the quality and transparency of financial reporting, which I believe is strongly lacking, and our crisis is one example of that. And we want to get together investors because they're the primary users, they're the customer, and they're first and foremost the group that needs to be involved. We want to get together the investors, the regulators. The regulators, of course, are going to have a say in this, especially from this financial crisis, and I don't blame them for looking for future regulation. But we're also looking for investors, the regulators, the auditing profession, and management, too, to come together and have robust discussions of how we can improve the transparency of our financial information. I think this something like this, an initiative like this, is strongly overdue. We need to get together and come up with solutions of being more transparent.
What would be the benefits for each of those audiences for going to an enhanced business reporting model, not only for investors and other users of financial reports, but also for the companies themselves?
For investors, I think that's self-evident. And what I fear is that these different constituencies, if you will, let's just take investors and management, don't work closely enough together to come up with common understanding of what are the best disclosures. Usually it seems that they're arguing with each other, investors calling for a lot of detailed information and management may be resisting that. And I think there's a great middle ground where you're not inundated with a lot of useless information, but you provided good information. From a management standpoint, I think there are real advantages. I'm here at Microsoft, so I would be representing the management constituency, but quite frankly, I don't think we have all the answers. And I think getting in collaboration and talking to investors and seeing what they're really looking for, quite frankly, I think can help us manage our business better. We can maybe come to decisions on what are key performance indicators, and we can give an indication of what we think is the most important drivers for our business. And that may not necessarily be a gap measure, an accounting measure, but it will help us to maybe run our business better and maybe articulate better to the investment community of how we run our business and what the future holds and what our strategies are. And so I think there's a lot of benefits in there for management also.
Now, you mentioned XBRL a few moments ago. What are some of the parallels between enhanced business reporting and things like XBRL or even international financial reporting standards? Are there any parallels there, and how would those concepts play together?
Sometimes, from my perspective, there seems like there's confusion at times because at times people don't know a lot of the details, which is not a criticism, but sometimes put things together. And this is our problem we have with enhanced business reporting, and I think it's our own fault of just not getting the word out, is that they're related initiatives, but they're different. So let me just say about XBRL and try to do it as clear as I can, is XBRL is a technology that is about improving delivery. So it's the delivery of information. What enhanced business reporting is about is improving the content of information. So it's what's reported, whereas XBRL is how it's reported. So let me give you an analogy, is that if we have bad information to begin with, it's not transparent, and then we use XBRL as a computer technology to improve the delivery of that information, well, I'm not sure if you've raised the bar a whole lot. You've raised a little bit, is that you have better delivery, but it's better delivery of information that's not all that robust. So what enhanced business reporting is about is improving content and then working with XBRL and working closely with those technologies like interactive data to take that better content and have better delivery of that. So it's a win-win from both aspects. You mentioned the international accounting standards, and We're involved in an international group called WICI. It's the World Intellectual Capital Initiative. And so we're working closely on an international basis. When you think about IASB, I think you're thinking more of a kind of gap accounting reporting on an international basis. And also the IASB is looking at coming out with potential rules or guidance on management's discussion and analysis, where I think the EBRC can play a huge role in trying to provide input of what's the best way to have management report about their company and making sure that investors are getting information through the eyes of management. So I see the IASB initiative as more, we're in an international financial community, and we can see that from the crisis of how it's cascaded quickly across the entire world. And so what we're doing, and what you had mentioned, those three things of enhanced business reporting, XBRL, and international accounting standards, what I could say is enhanced business reporting is about improving content, which I believe is the most important thing we need to do, the transparency and the clarity and the quality of content. Also, with our technology, the ability to better transmit that information, that's XBRL, the delivery of that information. And then we need to see things on the international basis because, as I said, from this crisis, we see that we're in a world financial community, and it's really simple to see right now.
We've mentioned the current crisis that we're in a few times. What kind of role is bad information playing in the current crisis, and could something like EBR actually help prevent something like that in the future?
I would answer yes to that. I think you need to be careful to say, can it prevent something? We've been talking about enhanced business reporting, so we get the question for similar circumstances, well, could have your reporting prevented Enron? And kind of getting the same questions, could your reporting have prevented this crisis? Well, if you take my aspect of this crisis was just bad business, I shouldn't say just, but the major factor was bad business practices. What I think enhanced business reporting is all about, and it's pretty simple when you boil it down, is the quality and transparency of information, is that if the information that was being shared with investors in the market, if it was more transparent and clearer, potentially the risk that are out there and the leverage factors that were out there, I think there at least could have been a reaction earlier, and maybe some of these bad business practices in my mind wouldn't have occurred later on down the road. It's just when you see this financing and people talk about fair value and off-balance sheet financing, that's all well and good, but even when you talk about rules about off-balance sheet financing, if you go look at a disclosure from a typical financial institution, I would say, and I'm just gross generalizations here, it probably about 10 pages, and I would say you probably need three PhDs to figure out what the heck it says. And so who can ever predict that this would have prevented it? I think the only thing that would have prevented it is that we didn't have any of these bad business practices in my mind. But there's going to be enough time for blame game to go around, and what we're looking for is trying to improve the future, and I challenge anyone to say that the future would not be improved if we have a serious debate in the country and the world about improving the quality and transparency of financial reporting. I think it's sorely lacking.
So where do we stand with enhanced business reporting today? What kind of progress has been made recently?
We've made progress. When we look back on it, I always get frustrated. We get frustrated in the group that it doesn't occur faster, but it has steady progress. We were mentioned in the SEC's special report that came out for the Advisory Committee on Improving Financial Reporting, the CIFR report. We're working on an initiative right now with the Gartner Group of trying to get groups together, and that would be investors, management, auditors, different groups like that, to discuss key performance indicators on an industry basis. So we've made progress there. We've just come out with a new, this is related to the technology side, is a new XBRL taxonomy for management's discussion and analysis. We believe the current one was lacking, and that's why a lot of companies weren't using it. So we've improved the current tags, and then now we're going to try and use the what we've come up with our framework, the content, to try and improve the content of MD&A. So we've had steady steps. I'm really hoping, and it's just getting the word out, you know, this is a voluntary kind of group we've put together for those of us who seriously believe that the transparency of financial reporting is sorely lacking. And like I said, the people who are involved as founding members, PricewaterhouseCoopers, the AICPA, Grant Thornton, and Microsoft, we've really put a lot of sweat equity into this. And you can almost say it's like our nighttime weekend job. And so with such small budgets and kind of sweat equity, it's always hard to get the word out. And I appreciate this opportunity to get the word out. But I hope you'll hear more and more about us, because even if you look at Chairman Cox's discussion yesterday when he was talking about his 21st Century Disclosure Initiative, which is, it seems to look more at the technology, but it may look at the content, is I don't know how many times you could have counted he used the word transparency. And so I think we're going to hear that moniker a lot going forward: transparency and quality of information, understandability. And we in the Enhanced Business Reporting Consortium think we've started a good process, and maybe it's not the perfect process, but we just want to have discussions to try and get to that better place.
So what's next for EBR, or what do you hope is going to be next for Enhanced Business Reporting?
What's going to be next is we're at the XBRL International Conference next week. We're going to be launching our updated MD&A taxonomy for XBRL, and we've also come up with a more robust framework of reporting information along with the partners in Japan on an international basis of trying to mesh in some of their reporting requirements. And we've been working with the Japanese Ministry of Trade in that joint venture, shouldn't call it a joint venture, but that initiative to come up with better reporting information. So I think the next steps are just to keep working on what we're doing, get more publicity out, and get more people involved in our KPI initiative with Gartner to actually get these groups looking and discussing around the table what is the best way to improve the information. And maybe it's unfortunate, but quite honestly, I think as a member of EBRC, this is a perfect time, although it's unfortunate that it's occurred this way. It's a perfect time to get our message out. I think we're going to see an avalanche of regulation coming from this mess because people are just upset. And I don't disagree with that. But I think that sometimes regulation, when done quickly, just does not come up with a good result at times. And so I think that this is, I wouldn't say an alternative, but a complement to that, in that we can get all parties involved, investors, management, regulators, auditors, everyone is in the information supply chain, to come up with a better answer. So I actually think there's an opportunity here, because what we've been preaching for the last few years, that the quality and transparency of financial information is just not up to par. I think this is, although a lot of causes, again, of this crisis, I think this is proof positive that something needs to change.
Well, Bob Lux, I certainly appreciate you taking the time today. Thanks for being with me.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
That was Bob Lux, Director of Financial Accounting and Reporting for Microsoft and a member of the Enhanced Business Reporting Consortium, on the State of EBR Today. You can learn much more about EBR by attending Increasing Transparency, Enhanced Business Reporting. It's an MACPA program that's scheduled for noon Eastern on Thursday, October 23rd. The program will be held virtually on CPA Island. That's the MACPA's headquarters in the virtual world of Second Life. For details on how to attend, visit www.macpa.org/1023. And for more details about Enhanced Business Reporting, visit the EBR Consortium's website at www.ebr360.org or the MACPA's own EBR Resource Center at www.macpa.org/ebr. Thanks for listening. For details about these and other issues that impact CPAs, contact the Maryland Association of CPAs at 1-800-782-2036 or visit us on the web at www.macpa.org.